Dictation for Danielle Stahl, S-T-A-H-L, August 1765. Address as a letter to Dr. Plugas, K-L-U-G-A-S, 629-8145, and Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, 956-9165. Dear colleagues, a post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Stahl. As you are very aware, he has developed acute on chronic renal failure with associated nephrotic syndrome, hypertension, and abnormalities of low calcium, which appears to be related to medications for metastatic clear cell renal carcinoma, specifically the angiogenic, capital T, capital K, capital I. This medication has been placed on hold. I have maintained correspondence with Dr. Sahai multiple times. He's doing salt restriction, blood pressure at home, 120s, 130s over 80s. Good appetite without vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Good urine output without cloudiness or blood. A stable lower extremity edema. No claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes. No chest pain palpitation, syncope. No major dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. No pyrolemic arterial hemoptysis. Does take medications for neuropathy. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. I review discharge medications. We added calcium, a gram every night, and Rocaltrol 0.5 in a daily basis. He takes Nurantin 300 milligrams every night. Thyroid dose has been changed to 112. He remains on Norvas, Eliquis, Lipitor, Coreg, B12, nitrates, Prilosec. Next paragraph, today weight 246, blood pressure 124/80 on the left sided, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, no gross mucosal skin abnormalities, isolated bronchitis, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap. Overweight of the abdomen, no ascites tenderness, 2 plus edema bilateral, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. March 18, anemia 12.5, a normal white blood cell platelet, creatinine stabilizing around 3.6, representing a GFR of 19, although baseline was in the middle lower twos. Normal sodium potassium acid base. Low albumin from nephrotic syndrome, corrected calcium low, phosphorus not elevated 3.9, a 24-hour urine collection in the hospital, was in the nephrotic range. Grams. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic renal failure in relation to medication TKI for metastatic clear cell renal cancer. These medications has a class effect, and there is a high likelihood of continue exerting progressive renal abnormalities if we restart these medicines. There is a chance of potential improvement being of the kidney function of these medicines, as well as potential improvement of hypertension and resolution of nephrotic syndrome. We did serology for nephrotic syndrome, all came back negative. Literature review shows that these type of medications causes changes at the level of the podocyte, P-O-D-O-C-Y-T-E, as well as the few people with biopsies documented changes, usually secondary type FSGS. We discuss about he might not recover and he might progress. We discuss about the meaning of advanced renal failure, a potential need for dialysis. Dialysis started for GFR less than 15 based on symptoms, toxicity, or volume overload. The need for an AV fistula, his options of no dialysis, dialysis at home, dialysis in center. Given his prior abdominal surgeries, he might not be necessarily a candidate for peritoneal dialysis, but that could be explored. He needs to do chemistries in a regular basis. Based on those chemistries, we will decide adjustment of medications. We will monitor potassium, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia management. Next number, metastatic renal cell cancer. Clear cell renal cell cancer, medications on hold, followed with Dr. Sahai and University of Michigan. Unfortunately, class effect of these medicines will cause similar problems. I do not know what will be the answer to control his metastatic disease. Next number, nephrotic syndrome induced by TKIs. Next number, hypocalcemia. Also effects of TKI and to some extent advanced renal failure. Notice, however, that phosphorus is normal. I'm going to increase the vitamin D125 to 1 microgram, continue the same 1 gram of calcium at night. Next number, hypertension. Presently normal or well controlled off TKI. Continue present regimen, has not required diuretics. There is no evidence of pulmonary edema. Edema is stable with salt restriction and keeping legs elevated. Next number, prior low magnesium has resolved. Next number, recurrent event thrombosis pulmonary embolism remains anticoagulated. Next number, Guillain-Barré, significant improve, is independent. Next number, malanemia does not require any EPO treatment. Next paragraph, we will adjust with chemistries to be done next week, April. Plan to see him back on the next 4 to 6 weeks. Continue follow-up, your service, oncology, also has an appointment, University of Michigan Neurology, as well as Nephrology, which are very appropriate. This was a prolonged visit. End of dictation.